We raised about $31,000 from Box City. My cost to execute the event was about $2,000.
There you go.
So if we beat that record this year, we will. We're looking at about 93-95% of the money.
And that's what it's all about.
Going right to our shelter.
And
our
everybody's having just as much fun.
Oh yeah, it's great.
In fact, even more. So what's the draw? What do you think? You're obviously not a teenager. I'm not either. And
well,
I'm sorry.
Slightly removed.
What's the draw? What is it that makes it go and improve and grow like it's growing?
I think the draw is that, you know, it's if you think along the lines of Relay for Life, you know, look at what these high school kids do for Relay for Life when they join together and do something together for a cause. They enjoy that feeling. They enjoy that camaraderie and the sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Box City does. It's like the ultimate slumber party.
Yes.
It's different. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool. It's, you know, these participants, we call them citizens of Box City,
set up
boxes that, you know, year one, they were your basic refrigerator or oven boxes. But last year, the creations that these, and it was really the kids that put the wild, there was a castle, there was, you know, boxes in the shape of cupcakes and elephants on parade. And it's just crazy. They really put so much into this, so much creativity, and they're great.
I don't know where high school kids have all the time. I just don't get it. I've been in certain participation with some of them. One of them I came across was I was at a consortium over there. They showed me the robotics club, the robotics team. And these kids were up morning, noon, and night working on this monster robot that, in this competition. Then I find, like these kids are, you know, planning this whole thing, building this whole big cardboard thing. It's not like, it would be easy for me to say, look, I'm just going to get a refrigerator box, I'm going to climb in it and call it a day.
But no,
that's not what they're doing.
That's not enough. No, it's got to be better than that.
It's got to be better than that.
I mean, there are prizes, so there's some motivation, but really, they're incredible. And the timing of this event is really nice within the school year because, you know, I know for North Hunterdon, finals don't start for another sort of week and a half, 2 weeks after the event, and the same for Central. So they have a nice
little downtime
between AP exams and finals. So that seems to work out nicely, and that's how they roll.
Cool. All right. So you told us a little bit about it. You had the parading elephants. You had the castle. I hear some people are people starting to build stuff now.
I'm sure they are. I don't usually.
How do you build stuff and keep it dry? Like we had rain the other day.
I guess they do it in their garage or their basement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they just drag them all out. They're not actually being sitting there on the.
No. Yet. We can't have anybody put their boxes out until that night. So they transport them over, and that's something to see too. Seeing minivans and trucks and
amazing
things on top of cars and you know.
All right. So tell me about the schedule. What are can people still participate? Is it
too
late?
They can absolutely participate. We have registration open until next Friday.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is we don't turn away walk-ins because it is a fundraiser after all.
There you go.
However, as you can imagine, it is immensely helpful if we know ahead of time who's actually coming.
Right.
So it's an online registration, and when you register online, you can do that through our website, which is familypromisehc.org.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a Box City logo on the front page, and you can also look under events, and you'll see more information there. So we encourage people to register. They can then set up a fundraising page, so they can send a link out to friends, family members, out on social media, and raise money for the cause. We are asking every participant to raise at least $30. Anyone who raises 50 or more gets this cool Box City bag that we've created. We have a brand new logo this year.
I was going to ask you about that because I read about it. Tell me about it.
It's very cool. The Hunterdon County Polytech chose us for their Bridging the Gap program, which is where they work with a nonprofit or business in the community and do some creative work for them. They chose us. Fortunately, they overhauled our Box City logo and our Box City poster and materials, and it is just such a cool logo. And what I think is particularly cool is that it was designed by students, and at least one or two of the students in that program had done Box City. So they really had a sense of
what it
was. And, you know, we liked our old logo. It worked for many years, but what I love about this one is it has that sense of fun and mm-hmm. lightheartedness about the event. So
It's
really cool. So our giveaway for the $50 fundraisers has our cool new logo on it.
Excellent.
We have some participants who raise on average of hundreds of dollars piece. There are people, adults and kids and youth groups and other groups that just are so into this and they work so hard. And we're forever grateful because, like I said, the cost is so low. So you know that when you're raising money and asking people to support it, the vast majority of the funds are going to go to help our families. Right.
The rest of it's just what for planning on the expenses pizza.
The outdoor movie is a big part of it, but I wouldn't want to do without that because it's so much fun.
That's part of the game.
Some of the supplies, and we get most of the pizza donated for dinner, but sometimes we have to, kick in a few bucks for that. But mm-hmm. really fairly limited. We're lucky that we have a really good online system, so we don't do a lot of mailings. We really try to keep the costs associated with it low. It's fairly viral, and that's a cheap way to mm-hmm. spread the word. So
and it's doing it
and
by
it's working
by the participation. Everybody's enjoying it, so they are word of mouth is making their biggest marketing.
Yep.
When does it start?
So the event starts on May 30th, which is next Saturday, not this coming weekend.
Right.
At 6 o'clock. So at Hunterdon Central, there's a practice field just in front of the turf field behind the school building, the main mm-hmm. building. So everyone starts coming in at around 6 o'clock on Saturday. They take an hour or two to set up boxes, hang out, throw a frisbee, throw a football. We'll have some music. We always have a local high school band or musician that performs, and they're always excellent. I mean, just shockingly good. So we'll have some music, and then around 8 o'clock we'll do some. We have some judges for our prizes, and I don't want to name any names yet because I don't have a firm commitment. But we have some.
You also don't want any bribing going on.
Really, no, definitely not. So we're excited about that, and then around 8:15, 8:30 we announce the prize winners. We have a few announcements. We don't talk too long because we know nobody wants to hear us babble on and on. But we always have a former or current shelter client that will get up and speak to the crowd, and that's always really, really meaningful and impactful. Mm-hmm. And then we have our outdoor movie, and then that usually wraps up around 11, and then by midnight it's light out.
Okay.
We do have access to an indoor bathroom, so that's nice to have.
That's good.
So everybody can, adjust sanitary, their fluid levels, clean. And everything's good. And then it's an early rise because the sun comes up fairly early.
Yep.
But we'll have bagels for breakfast, and really everyone is packed up and gone by 8 o'clock.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
So it doesn't even really impact your Saturday or your Sunday.
No, it's a great way to spend part of your weekend.
Part of your weekend. Now, I also saw that some folks who don't necessarily want to sleep over can participate.
Correct. Yep.
So they can also mm-hmm. participate and come and be part of the 6 to 11 crowd.
Absolutely.
And then take off.
Yep. We just ask, we usually say by participant till 11 o'clock. We mm-hmm. certainly ask by lights out by midnight that if you're not staying over that you're gone.
You're gone.
We have, bless them, we have several board members who are providing security for the night.
I was gonna ask that.
They will do patrol the area. One of our board members, Judy, will park a chair by the bathroom and kind of oversee that. And then we have a couple who are willing to stay up all night and walk around. And, like I said, it's never been a problem.
Excellent.
But we want to make sure that everybody is safe. And, mm-hmm. That trend continues.
What was the movie you chose?
Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay.
Because you're never too old for Finding Nemo.
No, one of those is always good, right? I was watching Frozen on a cruise ship. That was pretty bizarre.
That was last year's movie.
Oh, did you? Okay. All right, Finding Nemo. That's good. So hopefully that's... And you said food's going to be there. So we're expecting pizza, and you already mentioned the bagels.
Yeah,
it's
a good deal. Think about it. You get dinner, breakfast, an outdoor movie, and we're only asking you to raise $30.
And accommodations.
And accommodations, such as they are.
$30 for all that.
It is BYOB. Bring your own box.
Okay.
And that's an important thing to note. So I tend to get a lot of panicky texts and phone calls and email messages the week of the event, and there is literally nothing I can do to help with that. So right. I advise everyone to go and make friends with a receiving manager at mm-hmm. a major department store, Lowe's, Home Depot. Rogers Appliance is great. They just, you know, you can drive back there in the afternoons after deliveries are done and see what you find.
Yeah, find your own condo.
You can build, you know, you can put one together. You can, you know, my husband's putting some shelves in the garage this weekend, so, you know.
You got some
I've got my shelter all picked out.
All right. So you're staying over.
I always stay over.
You always stay over.
Yeah, okay. I don't sleep, but I stay over.
Now, last year, there were three ladies that were highlighted. They were, and they were elderly.
Elderly. They ranged in age from 68 to 83.
And one of them was more than excited. I mean, beyond comprehension excited about doing this.
Yes.
Are they coming back? Or?
I don't think they are. I think they had enough. Once and done.
Once is enough. Okay.
But they called themselves the Golden Ladies, and they decorated their boxes with a patriotic theme. They were just spectacular. The enthusiasm they had all throughout the process, you know, from when they signed up to decorating their boxes. And we got a lot of press out of that, and I'm so happy because they
it was great. I saw a couple interviews from them, a couple of interviews from Hunterdon County Democrat with them, and so they had a good time.
We have some really great people who are willing to do this. Unity Bank has had their bank president, Jim Hughes, slept in a box overnight. Janice Ballamy, one of their executive vice presidents, took her family to Box City last year, and hopefully some will be back. Word is it that Assemblywoman Donna Simon plans to sleep in a box.
All right. She's going to have extra special security there.
So, you know, got to give props to those folks that are willing to do that.
Now, do people come with any creature comforts? Or they?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
I bring an air mattress because I'm over 40, so I'm allowed.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
That's the rule.
Bags.
You're over 40?
Yes.
You check in?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't judge me. I bring an air mattress, you know, sleeping bags, pillows, comfort items, of course. The only rules are one person to a box.
Okay.
Again, back to the shenanigans.
Right.
One person per box and, you know, no candles, no nothing dangerous.
Yeah.
But, people really, really go all out. But, all right. So, yes, you're allowed some basic comforts, of course.
Okay. Basic comforts. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Colleen and follow up on the rest of this. Hang on.
I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realty. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
And I have a soon-to-be graduate of Leadership Hunterdon here with me, Colleen Dewar. She's the Director of Development at Family Promise, and we're talking about Box City, going to be on May 30th into May 31st. It doesn't even impact your Saturday or your Sunday. All it's going to impact is your Saturday night and Sunday morning. And, hey, you get pizza and bagels, so you get your carbs and everything.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Oh, man, that's cool. What's your vision for the 5 years going?
Yep.
It's obviously grow. What's the participation rate?
Oh my goodness! So the first year, again, I was not part of that process, but I think we're about 40, 50 people that participated that year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had 255. So 4 years later, 500%. We had 255. As of this morning, we had about 160 people registered.
Mm-hmm.
But you being familiar with teenagers know that they
don't do
until the last
Friday.
Minute.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get, I would imagine another 150 registrations over the next week.
Wow. Okay.
So we do, and again, we ask people, we aren't asking for money right up front.
Mm-hmm.
So we are asking people if they're going to register to make sure that they do plan to participate and plan to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
So we generally have no shows that equal walk-ins, and that kind of balances out. This may be the last year we're able to do that. We may start, having some kind of a $10 non-refundable deposit up front, and then fundraise 20 or something like that, just to keep it manageable. But
right.
So far it's worked out well that way. So we're going to let it go this year and see how we do.
Okay.
We think more is better.
Yeah.
We hope
sure.
more is better.
Yep.
And we look forward to a huge event.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very cool.
Over the time that you've seen it, and I'm sure there's been photos as well, what's struck you as the most poignant moment or the most surprising?
I think one of the most poignant moments, honestly, is, as a grown-up, I tend to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of walking around the boxes in the morning is really very cool. Seeing, people kind of hanging half in, half out of their boxes.
Don't know how they got there.
Don't know. Yeah. Exactly. It's a pretty cool, as the sun's coming up, it's kind of a cool thing. I always enjoy when we have one of our clients speak because, I can talk, I've been on the show a couple of times. I'm always happy to talk about Family Promise. I believe so deeply in what I do and who I work with.
Mm-hmm.
But it means a whole lot more when it comes from somebody who's benefited from the program.
I love the fact that there are some folks that appreciate doing that and appreciate that their voice and their story will motivate folks to understand it.
And the respect they get from the group is great, because last year we had a mom and a daughter, and the daughter said she wanted to speak and then she didn't want to speak. And mom said, no, she didn't want to speak. And I said, all right, well, let's see when we get there and we'll have a signal. And if you want to come up, you can. And the daughter decided she wanted to come up, and she was, I think, 12 at the time. And,
wow.
And she came up and she started to speak and she was struggling, and everyone was so quiet and so respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they clapped for her. And then mom came up and just spoke beautifully. And between the two of them, they had so much impact on that crowd. And it wasn't a well-rehearsed, well-written, pre-designed speech. It was from the heart.
Yep.
And I know that everyone who works so hard to be there, to raise mm-hmm. money, to bring their boxes there, to give up their time and their comfort, really appreciate knowing
yep.
how it's helping.
Do you have folks that go around photographing for art, for historical or archiving purposes of what's happening?
Yeah, we have a pretty good photo gallery from each of the years.
That's
and
neat.
And it is really cool to see. In fact, one of the things I would love to do this year is a almost a time lapse to see. And Susan Lax just walked in. I have to give her a shout-out.
Hello, Susan.
I just walked in because I heard that Colleen is on the show, and I know she's talking about Box City, and I have to run back to Helpline. But I have to say that my family, I don't even know how many years it is.
Every year, I think,
but we celebrate
much.
My birthday at Box City because it's the most wonderful thing that you can do for the community, for the homeless, and also for your family. So that's my pitch. And I also need a flyer.
Okay, I will email that to you. Wow, way to take the microphone hostage, Susan. I couldn't have. That was excellent.
Where's my security? Where's my security? People just run in here now and grab the microphone. I'm going to have to talk to Chris about this.
Oh, wow. It's great.
That's cool.
Susan and her family, is just 4 years that they've done this, and it is her birthday weekend. And she brings her entire family, and they are so much fun.
That's fun. Wow.
So where were we before we were interrupted by Susan?
I don't
Susan
know.
Lacks?
I'm all a flitter now. We're talking about archiving.
Oh, yeah. So we do have photos. I think one of my goals for this year is to do is put together kind of a time lapse, you know, to show
neat.
The field empty. And I have lots
that
of pictures of that.
Cool.
And then, you know, the trucks pulling up and the boxes being constructed and then, you know, overnight and then being taken down and taken away in the morning would be,
that
you know,
would be neat.
Really very cool. So if anyone out there has that capability, I take a bunch of pictures, but I'm doing a whole bunch of other things too. So
you just need to set up a photo that takes it every so many seconds.
Right. Just stick it on a tripod.
And, yeah. Just yeah. have it over by the side there and just let it keep going.
Huh. Let's think about that. Yeah. I'm sure there's an AV group at the high school that would do that.
Absolutely.
And we also have a local videographer who's going to fly a drone overhead and
that'll be cool to
see. And film just what it looks like from the top. And I'm really excited about that.
That'll
so, again,
fun.
Pray for good weather.
Where would we see all that after it's
You'll
compiled?
See that on our website and right. our Facebook page.
And there's a great lead-in. Where
okay.
would we get all that, Colleen?
So our website is www.familypromisehc.org. That's mm-hmm. familypromisehc, as in Hunterdon County. org.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see a Box City link on the front page. If you want to jump right into how to register and donate, you click that logo.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can go to events and you'll see Box City there. You can read some more about it. You can download a flyer. You can even click on a gallery of photos from last year's event
mm-hmm.
and see what it looks like. Because sometimes when people are new to it, they can't really envision what's like to sleep in a box.
No.
And it's kind of cool to see those images.
No. I think it ties in well, as you said before. It the fundraiser ties together very well with the solution to the problem that you're trying to achieve, and sounds like it's an experience beyond experiences. And if anybody could definitely attribute that, it would be Susan Lax, who just came in here. And
she comes back every year. As do most people. I have to say, most of the people who participate, if they're available, will come back.
We'll
so
come back.
There's a testament to the fact that it is fun, it is impactful, it's really a great
Neat.
Way to spend your time.
Neat. All right. Appreciate it as always, Colleen. Thank you so much.
Thank
I'm
you,
gonna
Chris.
Wish you the best of luck, and we'll get back with you again. You're gonna be back here again when we have the Leadership Hunterdon class come back and talk
sure.
about all their different their experiences and their white paper that they put together.
Almost done. Almost done.
You guys were supposed to be done like 18 days ago, aren't you?
Wow.
I know. I went through the same thing.
I feel my pain.
I feel your pain. All right. Very good. Have a great time, and thanks for coming on by again, and knock 'em dead.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. That is Colleen Dewar, and she is part of Family Promise and Box City. Vince Arlena says, never say I should have. Hey, go and check out the website, and go and get your box, and enjoy it. It's an experience beyond experiences. I gotta admit, I am intrigued. I am seriously intrigued. Might have to find the air mattress though.
Because
I can't
sure
even I
one.
Can't even sleep in a hotel bed. So I need the air mattress. It's Vincent Arlino of my Never Say I Should Have for the day. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, different place. I'll be broadcasting remotely. Modern Design is up next. With Richard Scuderi. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Waco, Texas say no mistake was made when three bikers from Sunday's shootout were released from custody.
Within the confines of the law, they had a right to bond. They made that bond and got released.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton said the judge has since revoked their bonds and reissued warrants. All three suspects have been arrested and are back in custody. Nine bikers died and 18 more were injured in the shooting at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco over the weekend. Iran's supreme leader says the country won't allow any inspections of its military bases or interviews with its nuclear scientists. Today's announcement by the official state news agency could set back international efforts for an agreement to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Wild weather is blowing into parts of the central U.S. today. Forecasters are warning of possible life-threatening flooding. The major areas of concern are in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. This coming after a tornado-riddled swath of portions of North Texas early last evening. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Love Plenty Points. Bonus Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Radio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Captain Laura Grogan with the U.S. Public Health Service says there's a misconception that just because someone looks normal, they're okay, even if they have a brain injury.
It's easy to assume that we're just going to bring this family member back into our house, they're going to be the same person, when in fact they really have experienced a change.
Hillary Clinton's use of personal email while she was...
Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 11 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Calm winds gusting up to 11 miles an hour. Got one more day of cold weather. Sunny and a high of 26 today. Winds light and variable. And tonight, a low of 7, some clouds and winds light and variable. And then, the thaw. Sunshine and some clouds on a high of 38, wind southwest at 5 to 10. Some clouds will give way to generally clear conditions overnight and a low of 28. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 43. Sun and a few passing clouds and 44 on Monday. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon on Tuesday, a high of 47. We're up to 49 on Wednesday and stays in the 40s all next week. All my guests are going to change into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Phillipsburg, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. This is one of my favorite days of the year. We've done this three times. This is the fourth time we've done this. 100 Central Regional High School musical players, the cast of Crazy for You is here, and we're going to have a great time for the next hour talking with the characters and even doing a little singing and, well, no reason to do any dancing. Nobody's going to see it. But nonetheless, I have about 20 people in the studio. It is packed, and you're listening to the overture of Crazy for You, which is going to take place next week. So we're going to talk to our directors and bring everybody in here. Let me get all my microphones up, and we'll say hello to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, and your role is?
I'm student directing this show.
All right. You're student director, and you are a co-director with another Sarah, is that right?
Yeah, hi.
There she is. Okay, Sarah.
Hi.
Say hello to somebody out in Radio Land. I know your mom's listening, right?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
There you go. There you go. That was recorded, Mom, so you got that forever. All right.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Another hi, Mom. Anybody say hi? There's always a big joke that nobody says hi to Dad, but that's okay. All right, who else do we have on the microphones here?
I'm Dana.
Hi, Dana. What do you do?
I play Polly Baker.
All right, Polly. We're going to talk with you in a little bit because I got some interesting questions for you.
Oh, okay.
And then I got over here.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, Melissa. What is your role?
Alyssa,
sorry.
I play Irene Roth.
Irene Roth, okay. You guys are, Irene and Polly are interested in the same guy. Kind of interesting.
Yes. Well,
I don't know if you guys knew that yet, but we'll find out. All right, so Sarah Squared,
yep.
Can you give us a little synopsis as to what this story is about?
Well, there's a man named Bobby Child who wants to be a dancer.
Right.
But his mom wants him to work at a bank, so she sends Bobby to Nevada to foreclose
on
a bank.
On a theater. Yeah.
On a theater. And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not to get Polly Baker's heart
right.
for his own.
And
okay.
to try to save the theater there.
And to save the theater.
Yeah, this it's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. I had a little feel to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this. So this is a Ira Gershwin. This is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call it a new Gershwin.
Yeah.
And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with the being a contemporary show, but then really having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings and music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s and yeah. the 40s and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written. So it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you. There you go.
Totally not born at all.
No. And the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to this show. So I have, I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Well, not very well. We're not married yet.
Not yet? Why not? What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're a nice girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
He has other interests. What would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not
yes,
Dana.
Well, yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And then Polly, you're over in the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
It's in the 30s.
30s. Oh, it is the yeah. 30s. Okay. I wasn't born in the 30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the 30s or not.
Yeah, I was.
But Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office. That's
all right.
Over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and yep. So how's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away, mm-hmm. but I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure, sure. Okay, and so I have I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Hi.
Hi, Lank. What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. You are Lank, as a matter of fact. I thought that Lank should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad you're there. Now, Lank, what's the deal with you and Polly?
You know, she's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Well, that guy isn't there yet, so who is she going after?
Not you.
Not you. What are you not having to offer? What are you not giving her?
You know, I just don't know.
All right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
All right. Have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What had you done?
I've asked.
all right. Give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. And Polly, why? What's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this?
I don't know.
Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for a romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Okay.
Which I am not either.
In Nevada.
Yes.
Singer and dancer in Nevada. Now,
while trying to leave port, power was restored and passengers spent the night on board with no major issues. Arizona is reducing the amount of time welfare recipients can spend on the program. Republican State Senator Kelly Ward tells Fox News lawmakers have passed legislation that will limit people on welfare to just 1 year, half of what it used to be.
I hope that the federal government takes a cue from Arizona and tries to get things under control. We keep kicking the can down the road. It's not good.
Designed as a homeless shelter for families, we will do we do take single women when we have space, but families right. will always get priority. And our program is pretty unique. We're actually part of a national network of 187 affiliates. The program mm-hmm. was started by a woman named Karen Olson in Summit, New Jersey. And it spread throughout the country. We're in 48 states now. Hunterdon County was one of the first affiliates on multi-denominational congregations throughout the entire county. And that's where they stay for the night. Mm-hmm. That is entirely staffed by volunteers. So mm-hmm. we incur no costs. For our overnight shelter, and we're, again, really, really fortunate because we have a wonderful team of volunteers. We estimate to be over 1,000 every year who provide two or three shifts of coverage for those nights, and everything from a home-cooked meal to companionship and what I consider most important, respect right. for homeless families in our county. And it may seem a little crazy because some people think, well, how can you exist just moving from one congregation to another? So they'll stay at one church for a week, mm-hmm. maybe two, and then move on to another church. But it's a really beautiful program of neighbors helping neighbors. So,
and why do people have to move? Is there a logistics reason for it? Is there a passing through of their progress in your system?
No, it's really more logistics and practicality. Okay. What we're asking our host congregations to do, and I think it's important to mention this, we're not a religious-based organization, and by no means is anyone required to have a religious affiliation to volunteer. We've got community members from the community at large that mm-hmm. go to those congregations. The way the program started is that this woman who I mentioned earlier was looking to start a traditional homeless shelter. She had done some work with homeless people and really became passionate about needs beyond sort of providing a sandwich. It was about conversation. It was about getting to know people and, again, showing respect.
Right.
So she was looking to start a traditional shelter and was thwarted for various reasons, and one day was looking at a church and said, you know, there are rooms that sit idle sometimes 6 days a week, whether they're like a educational classroom, Sunday school classroom, an office, a meeting room. They could be converted into bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And so those host congregations, that's what we're asking them to do, is to provide basically six bedrooms for our families. So each family stays in their own bedroom and the family stays together. And that's mm-hmm. really important because yep. sometimes in a traditional shelter environment, they could be separated
yeah.
by gender. Sometimes parents are separated from children. And, you know, I know you're a dad and I'm yep. a mom and I can't stomach the idea of children being apart from their parents at night.
Well, it's you've even heard of some of the horror stories, even in these homeless shelters where certain homeless people do not want to stay in a homeless shelter.
Correct.
Because of the dangers in there.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So,
and even if it is an entirely safe and wonderful environment, nighttime is a vulnerable time for yeah, little kids. So
it's quiet, it's your thoughts are running wild.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they're right there with their parents, and they're staying in a classroom. And then, so we asked the church to provide four bedrooms for our guests, because that's our capacity. Four families are up to 14 people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then two additional bedrooms for the overnight host. So when you volunteer at our shelter, your shift might be a dinner shift, it might be an evening shift, or it could be an overnight shift where you literally sleep at the church and you're right. there just to really handle anything that might come up, which is extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
But then at 6:30 the next morning, the link comes back and they start all over again. So,
and then they go back to the central place where you folks are.
Right, the day center.
There's some education and programs that are going on there.
Right, and that's the thing that I think is really most important and most impressive about our program, is that it is not just shelter. And that's really a critical point to make. I work with an excellent staff, and I have to give a shout out to my co-director, Donna Michelson, who's also our case manager. She runs our network.
Mm-hmm.
Our financial manager, Sharon, and our office manager, Pam, who provide, we are a small but mighty and very caring staff. But through Donna, they receive intensive case management. And what that means is that our goal is not just to provide shelter. Our goal is long-term stability. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that our families are housed when they leave us, and that they stay housed. And in order to do that, they have to work with Donna on long-term goals, short-term goals. What are the children going to do as far as school? What are mom and or dad going to do in terms of education, work, programming? What do they need? So whether we provide it in-house or Donna provides access to those programs throughout the county, because mm-hmm. we partner with a lot of other social services agencies, they get what they need to become permanently stable. And we stay with them after they leave.
Right.
Once they're in housing, we still work with them depending on which program they're in, and continue on with that case management to help them, because it is often a struggle.
So now, you hear the process, and how many folks do you typically take on in a monthly period, or what would be your metrics that you typically talk about?
Well, our capacity is four families or up to 14 people at a time. Throughout the course of a year, we will house somewhere in the neighborhood of 15, 16 families.
Right.
Last year, we housed 16 families and a total of 50 people, of which 30 were children.
Wow. So now, with that capacity, your budget, what is the funds coming from your Italian dinner that you did, your dream dinner, mm-hmm. or Box City? What's the biggest expenses that you folks are using that money for to achieve your goals?
Well, our biggest expense, certainly is programming for our clients.
Right.
And our budget can vary from year to year because we do receive or don't receive government funding.
Yep.
And so we either run that program or we don't. Mm-hmm. And so those programs are things like homeless prevention program, or HPP,
mm-hmm.
homeless prevention rapid rehousing program, HPRP. Those are HUD-funded programs that we have administered over the years. So that is a big chunk of our operating budget, and whether right. we have that or not. But direct client assistance, and whether that's in terms of, rental arrears for a homeless prevention program, because we do more than shelter as well, and mm-hmm. not just our program, but we do prevention services. We provide a mental health program for our clients. That's critical to their success, is getting them stabilized. We also do Neighbors in Need, which helps our shelter clients while they're in the shelter and after they leave the shelter with any, who hasn't had an unexpected car repair bill,
sure,
medical emergency,
sure.
things like that can, be a tremendous setback.
Right.
And then we have sustainable housing programs that, which is a really small program we just started, But it's really very cool because it's designed to help the folks that really want to go to school so that they can move from a minimum wage job to a living wage job. Mm-hmm. And we have just a handful of clients in that now, but we're seeing tremendous success with that.
Yeah. Now, you brought up that neighbors in need. I remember, and you're a Leadership Hunterdon, almost a graduate. You were at Bonnie Duncan's at the Hunterdon. I'm losing my train of thought here. Bonnie Duncan did a presentation where she talked about how it was Alice and how mm-hmm. a particular yes. individual is living on a shoestring. Mm-hmm. And any particular disruption to their life makes them have to make choices that nobody would want to make, food, living. Neighbors in Need seems to try and accomplish that, which is if I have a breakdown in my car, the chain reaction is nasty. All of a sudden, I can't get to my job.
Right. That's exactly right. And again, that Neighbors in Need program is designed for our shelter clients because right. we have a history of case management with them.
Right.
So, that can be a devastating expense. So fortunately, we do have funds available for our shelter clients and those that have recently left the shelter to help them with that because, like you said, one car repair bill can be massive. And if they can't get to work, then things start unraveling.
They start unraveling quickly. Now, you're being proactive. You know, and this is what I love about your focus is that you're trying to avoid people going down this path of darkness, of homelessness, by avoiding that at the outset. Now, it'd be nice if the people that are potentially going to have that problem are much more aware of it beforehand. But at least you're trying to put some glue in to keep it from getting worse.
We are especially those prevention programs. When we do have the funding available, it can be extremely helpful because that keeps someone in their apartment, their rental unit, and avoids eviction.
Neat. Neat. All right, we're going to take a quick break, Colleen, and then we're going to talk about Box City and how all this fits together. Hang on with me. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingtonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Huntington County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
All right, 9:23. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonchamber.com. Colleen Dewar here. She's the Director of Development at Family Promise, a unique event and a unique program to help people with homelessness, try and get them out of that and move them in the right positive direction. But also, we were just talking about how folks can be, the Neighbors in Need program tries to avoid homelessness altogether by stemming the tide and making sure that folks who hit a rough spot can get some finances and some help prior to it affecting them. Now, all of this is obviously in need of funding. You already said, Colleen, that there are some times when you get some money from grants and government help, but if that's not there, and in the last 8 years, it's been hit or miss as to whether you get that.
You got that right.
Now you need to find another way. I love when people come up with unique events, not the typical. We're in Huntington County, and I'm in the Chamber of Commerce. You're here at the Chamber of Commerce. You're inundated with, there's got to be a golf outing like every weekend. And there's just so many golf outings that you can afford to play and even participate in. But what I love about, we did the Dream Dinner a couple weeks ago. And that was a great Italian meal that you got right there at the Huntington Central. And I was over there enjoying that. And it was restaurant quality food from restaurants, and you got it. And now we get the participation of, it's like a jamboree. That's the best I can think of, right? It's a jamboree. So you have this thing called Box City. And what happens is people, well, Colleen's going to tell you all about it, but the issue is, the fun of it is that it's a collective group of people who are going to spend an evening together, a night together, overnight together, on a weekend, and experience it for themselves. But all of this happens to be a benefit for you guys and the homelessness in Huntington County. So where did this concept come from?
Well, it's time to give credit where it's due. Right. There is a teacher at Huntington Central High School. Her name is Jane Paradiso.
I know Jane.
She is
all
the
right, Jane.
Advisor for Dream Dinner, by the way, the yes. dinner that you enjoyed. Thank yep. you for joining us.
Yep.
Jane attended one of our national conferences a few years back and heard a presentation about Box City, which is something that other Family Promise affiliates had been doing, and decided to bring it to Huntington County. And so she ran the very first one 5 years ago. And you know, imagine what an undertaking that is, to go to the administration at Huntington Central High School and say, we'd like to have a whole bunch of people sleeping in boxes on one of your fields. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And they said, and they did yes, it. They did. And they still do. And the event has grown five or sixfold mm-hmm. since that time. It's grown very, very quickly. And so we have to give thanks to Jane for doing that, and thanks to the administration of Central, who are yeah. just tremendous. Not just the administration. I mean, the staff are incredible. What
well, the
grounds crew does for us yeah. and the boxes that they, you know, we flatten them and they haul them away. It's a tremendous undertaking, and we're very, very grateful to them.
Was Chris Steffner there at the mm-hmm. time? When she was the one that kind of gave a green light?
Yes.
At the whole That's awesome, Chris. I know Chris comes here every week. Once a month, we talk with her about the administration over at Huntington Central. Too many times nowadays in the 21st century and in the late 20th century, the word liability shows up constantly. And everybody says, gee, that's a great idea, but I don't want to be liable.
Right.
And yet Huntington Central continues to demonstrate over and above all the time that they can find a way to make it work. So
they
that's
do.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I have to also give credit to the participants, because this is an event that is not necessary. It is, although it is geared towards teenagers, and they make up the greatest portion of our population of citizens of Box City.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily designed for teenagers, yet there are a lot of teenagers who participate, which of course raises concern over behavior or what I group into one broad category that I call shenanigans.
Yeah.
The potential for shenanigans, of course, is high with that particular crowd.
And that's the suspicion.
It's never been a problem.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, honestly, we're getting the cream of the crop in terms of kids that are willing to get a box, decorate a box, sleep in a box, raise pledge money. You know, if you're going to cause some trouble, that's an awful lot of work to get into.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do really appreciate the kids that honor the rules and who respect the event enough that they, it's never been a problem. And for that, I am very, very grateful.
That's awesome. That's a great explanation of how we can appreciate teenagers really looking at there's always this broad stroke we throw at teenagers. Oh, they're going to get in trouble. They're kids. I've come in contact with more and more kids that, especially in the last couple of years, who really get it. There's a community service component to this generation that I don't think was in my generation. We didn't care about everybody else. We cared about ourselves. So this generation has been taught something that I don't know what's in the water, but it's working.
Well, they do belie every stereotype of a teenager. And in fact, my committee that organizes this event is made up of or includes three teenagers, two from Central and one from North. And they are tremendous. And again, if I have the opportunity to give a shout out to Tori and Chloe from Hunterdon Central High School, they are, you talk about belying stereotypes. They are incredible young ladies who not only are dedicated to this event and to our families, but they took a leadership role in this event, and they have, you know, been soliciting prizes and donations of pizza for dinner and, you know, entertainment and just really doing a great job of organizing. Sam, who is from North Hunterdon, is a junior this year. This is her first Box City, but not only did she jump in to participate, she jumped in and took a leadership role.
Cool.
So I'm super grateful for them because they make they're great.
And
help.
This is similar to the Dream Dinner, and I've had you on 2 years now talking about Dream Dinner, and it's all put together by teenagers.
Oh, yes. I have very little to do with that other than enjoy my pasta dinner and and say thank you. They're a terrific bunch
of
kids.
It's just they're building a resume. Not only are they building a resume, but they're gaining experience that they're going to take with them.
It's networking. You know, look, if any of those three girls that I mentioned need a letter of reference, I would hand deliver it because they're that good.
That's awesome. All right. So 5 years ago, Jane went to the National Family Promise and learned about this. She brought it to the attention of you folks and somehow got Hunterdon Central to buy into it. And what was that first one kind of like?
I actually was not with, I was not working for the organization at that time, but, you know, she was a board member for Family Promise and brought it back to the board. And, you know, again, you have Central so willing to host it, and then you had a board of directors who said, yeah, this is kind of crazy, let's do it. And they did.
That's a great reason to do anything.
They did. It's very unique. Yeah. And you know, honestly, event planning is extremely stressful, as anyone who's ever done it knows. But I do love so many things about this event. And you know, mentioned golf outings, which are all for wonderful causes and organized by great, hardworking people.
Yeah,
I do love that this event is so closely tied to the cause, to the mission of the organization.
Right.
Now, you know, some people have expressed a little bit of discomfort with the idea of sleeping in a box. Mm-hmm. The reality is the homeless population in Hunterdon County is not your traditional street homeless. So, no, they're probably not sleeping in boxes. The idea of the event is that we're giving up our comforts of home for a night.
Right.
And it's closely tied to the cause. It is, it's unique. There's nothing else like it in Hunterdon County. It's fairly quick. You know, it starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday the 30th, and by 8 o'clock Sunday morning, the boxes are flattened and everyone is gone. It's amazing. And it's really, really fun. Mm. You know, it's a lot of fun. There's an outdoor movie. We always tell the teenagers there's food.
Provide food.
They love food. And, you know, the last thing I wanted to mention is that I've organized a lot of fundraisers over many, many years for other various organizations. The cost to produce this event is extremely low.
Yeah.
Just as an example, last